Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. In this episode, we'll be discussing the causes of cold Texas weather. So before we start this episode, I just wanted to point out that today it'll just be me on the mic, as Prithika actually had some other commitments, but no worries, this is still going to be a super educational episode, and I just wanted to credit Prithika for helping so much in the creation of this this episode today, even though she can't actually be here to work with me and educate everyone. So with that, let's get into this week's episode. So if you've been watching the news lately or anything, you've probably seen that Texas had been going through some serious winter weather storms in, I think it was late February. And you may be wondering, why is it snowing in Texas right now? Like, the climate in Texas, I don't think you would think of snow as the first thing to describe it. And also, when we talk about snow, we also think about, like, how it's getting colder with snow. And it seems kind of contradictory to things like global warming. Because in global warming, you would think that things were getting hotter. But it's getting colder in Texas. So actually, what's going on behind the scenes is that a certain part of the world is heating up, and this is causing the patterns of weather in the world to kind of just, you know, go out of whack, out of sorts. It's not lining up correctly, and this is what's causing Texas to get this weird weather, unexpected. So to understand what exactly is happening scientifically, you have to understand these two terms, which are called jet streams and the polar vortex. So if you don't know what that is, a jet stream is basically this strong wind that travels from west to east around the globe, and it keeps certain parts of the world cold and other parts warm. So simply put, it's just a clash of warm air, which is near the equator, and cold air near the poles. And this just creates this wind that travels from west to east. So when you think about jet streams, it's important to note that it can basically decide the path of a storm. So let's say a storm starts in the west. When you start in the west, then sometimes it can predict where that storm is going to travel because of the current of the jet stream. It's most likely going to travel in the current of the jet stream as it's going in that direction. So something else that you have to understand is the polar vortex. So a polar vortex is just a big mass of cold winds above the poles that travels counterclockwise there. So just think about it as just this huge gyre of wind that's traveling in this circle motion. So this polar vortex, it is mostly present in the winter, and it's still there in the summer, but it's much calmer as these winds are coming down with the hotter weather. So when we talk about jet streams and polar vortexes, they actually work together. So they're like teammates. So the jet streams, they regulate the polar vortex to its area above the Arctic. So So the jet streams are really needed to keep that polar vortex in check. So you may be wondering, okay, now I know these two terms, but what does that have to do with Texas and how it's cold weather? So let's explain that right now. So when we talk about a situation with unexpected weather and things like Texas, the problem is stemming from the Arctic. So the Arctic is warming at an extreme rate, and this is causing the difference in temperature between the two jet streams to not be as they're supposed to. And basically, this allows the polar vortex to no longer have that, regulation of itself. So it can escape and travel to a certain place based on how the jet streams are weakening. So just to break that down a bit and make it more like get into the science of it. So based on some basic properties of air, as molecules heat, these molecules actually move faster and they move apart and they create more pressure, while cold air does the opposite. It creates less pressure, it moves together, and yeah. So air actually moves from high pressure to low pressure. And so that's what causes the jet stream. The clash of the high pressure and low pressure is what creates this wind, and or high pressure, low pressure, cold air, warm air, as we discussed before, same thing. So jet streams are caused by this clash of cold air and warm air, right? So what happens when the Arctic heats? Well, that means that one of the areas is getting hotter, and that that pressure inside of that jet stream is no longer is no longer as cold as it's supposed to be, and its pressure is basically higher, and this means that there's a less clash in the jet streams to keep the polar vortex in check. As we talked about, the polar vortex and the jet streams are basically partners, and if the jet streams are too weak, they can't keep the polar vortex in its area above the Arctic. So basically, the polar vortex just slips out and it explores a certain part of the world, you could say. So why in Texas this time? So the Arctic actually has warmed a whopping 100 degrees lately, which is most likely that states like Texas are hit hard by these weather conditions. So a weaker jet stream leaves no control of the polar vortex, as we talked about, and the polar vortex can slip out. And this time it chose to go towards Texas because of the weakness of this particular jet stream that caused it to slip southwards, caused the polar vortex to slip southward. You may have heard 100 degrees. Now, that seems like a lot. I mean, does that seem like a lot to you? I don't know. It seems like a ton to me. So, according to climate signals, the Arctic is warming twice to three times as fast as the rest of the planet due to ice sea loss. And this ice sea loss is known as Arctic amplification. So basically, this ice melts and it causes the ocean to get darker. So let's say you're wearing a dark shirt outside on a really hot day and the sun is basically just beating down on you, and so you're gonna sweat more in a shirt that is black compared to a shirt that is lighter. So is actually kind of what's happening in the Arctic. So when this ice melts, the ocean becomes darker, and the sun is beating down on this dark ocean, and it's causing the area around it to basically heat, and it's throwing off the polar vortex. So one of the explanations for our warming Arctic is Arctic amplification. Now, there is a debate that there are other types of reasons for the Arctic heating so fast, though I'm going to include that in the description in this episode, so I would encourage you to check that out if you'd like to learn more about some other ways that our Arctic is heating. And yeah, so now that we know a little bit about the Arctic amplification, and we know about polar vortexes and jet streams and how they work together and how their discombobulation, I guess you could say, causes this weird, unexpected weather. How are Texans really, you know, handling this weather? Well, actually, a lot of Texans are struggling. A lot of their power went out and almost the whole power grid almost shut off. And people's houses have been, you know, ruined. Maybe you've seen it on the news or maybe on TikTok or something like that. I've seen so many houses that are just like falling in. People don't have places to live. These homeless people are struggling and it's just been hitting them really hard. So what can we do to help them? Well, actually, we can donate and we can sign petitions and we can spread awareness. And you may be wondering, how do I do that? Just visit the link in my Instagram bio at Green Teens Podcast to sign some petitions and maybe call some people and stuff like that to help Texas out. I'd really appreciate if you did that to help these people out, because they're going through a hard time and they need that. So with that, we're going to wrap up the episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you learned a lot from me. And I'm so grateful that you spent some time to, you know, educate yourself about the environment. And hopefully I was able to do that for you. And yeah, I can't wait to see you next week's episode. You should definitely tune in as we are going to be delving into women's history as it's Women's History Month. So get excited and have a good day. Bye.